guys, welcome to the After Hours. I'm going to start this with a pretty cool little stunt.
Okay.
Okay?
Is it Jack be nimble or is it Matt be nimble? Matt be quick?
In mind.
Okay.
How'd you know that?
Hey, I just put two and two together.
Matt be nimble. Matt be quick. Matt jump over the candlestick.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that's,
you guys like
that's
that?
What you guys, that's why you guys are here. That's why you pay for the Patreon. That's why you're watching this.
Mm-hmm.
After Hours, we go the extra mile for you, as you just
that's
saw.
That's right.
Matt took the leap.
I took the leap. That's crazy, man. Like, that dude Jack really just jumped over a candlestick and got famous for it.
Well, good thing he was nimble and quick.
What? That, dude, back then, like, to be, like, a famous rhyme, it was just like, oh, it's just like a guy just jumps over a candle.
Okay.
How about these two kids go up a hill to get some water, and then one falls down, breaks his tooth.
All right.
Perfect. You know? Do you think you could jump over the candlestick? You think Ryan is nimble and quick?
No.
No, really?
No.
Think Justin could?
Yes. I can't anymore because of my back.
Right. I bet Justin's nimble and quick.
I wish you'd get that boy in here.
Justin's Syrian Puerto Rican ass.
Justin!
Justin's definitely nimble and quick enough to jump over the candlestick. I hear him. I hear him talking. Justin!
Justin!
Ryan, I just realized I turned one of the lights off I wasn't supposed to.
You're so dark, dude.
I turned the wrong light off.
Have you been going out in the sun?
Yeah, I've been tanning. I was supposed to leave that one on and turn that light off, and I fucking swapped them out. Whoops.
Justin!
What, dude?
Are you nimble?
Are you quick?
Can you jump over this candlestick?
Do you want to see if I can jump over the candlestick?
Move out of the way, Matt.
I was nimble and quick.
Here, Justin. What's the best angle for you to do this?
Probably from here to there.
Yeah. You getting naked for it? No, I just wanted to take off my sweater.
Dude, I am really dark over here in this light. I turned the wrong light off, but I'm going to leave it, you know? I'm going to commit to my mistakes.
So
you probably start from here.
Yeah, you got
jump
more.
That way.
I am nimble or quick.
You got it, Justin.
My ass is not about to jump over this candlestick.
Dude, your Syrian Puerto Rican ass is about to jump over this candlestick.
Bro.
You're nimble and quick, Justin.
The thing is, he'd have to, maybe if he had more of a distance to run at first.
Justin,
see,
I did it from right there.
Legs.
I did it from right there to right here.
But you could straddle that table. Easy.
I should have done it this way.
Bro, my ass is not about to jump this candlestick.
It totally is, Justin. Totally is about to jump this candlestick.
Fuck, dude, I'm nervous. What if
without your shoes?
Yeah, because what if I...
Yeah, the Crocs aren't good jumping, candlestick jumping shoes.
Okay.
Justin, be nimble.
This, Justin.
But if I jump, I might hit this.
Nah, you're not gonna hit that.
I'm scared.
Just calculate
just
that.
Keep your trajectory.
You
duck
know?
Your head low.
What if I get injured?
You're not gonna get injured.
No way, dude.
We have good health insurance.
This is really as far.
Justin, be nimble. Justin, be quick. Justin, jump over that candlestick.
Hey!
Nice!
Justin, do be nimble. Justin, do be quick. And Justin, what did you just do?
I just jumped my ass right over this candlestick.
That's right. Fuck yeah, Justin. Hey, put her there again. Good job. You should feel good. You should be proud of yourself.
We're very proud of you.
You guys are doing the After Hours segment already.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So I want to tell this story really quick. I'm just going to invite myself in.
Sure, go for it.
I was sitting on the front steps of the office about 5 minutes ago, and I heard this weird noise, and I'm like, this is a weird ass sounding like car engine or something, because it sounded like a massive swarm of flies.
Right.
And I look up at the tree that's right by the mailbox, the largest swarm of bees I've ever seen in my life.
Oh shit, we got bees?
They just made a huge hive.
We got a beehive?
Are they still
out there?
They might be. You guys can
still
hear.
Do you want to take a
gander?
Yeah, we'll be right back, guys. We're going to take a gander at the bees. Apparently, there's some crazy bees at the Super Megaplex.
Be right back.
Hey, I like
hey,
that.
Hey, be right back. We're back.
Yep.
We didn't see any bees.
No, but apparently Justin said that the boys will back him up.
That there were bees. I didn't see any bees,
Tucker,
but
can
I...
can you come here real quick? By the way,
Tucker Prescott.
Showed up.
Tucker, also, I... I turned the wrong lights off for the after hours this episode by accident, so just ignore that. It's not how it normally looks. Tucker's going to walk in here and go, what? They're using my lights all wrong.
Tucker, could you please come stand right around over here? Now, we have a simple question, Tucker.
It's actually a two-part question.
Yeah.
It's two questions. Okay. Are you nimble?
Am I quick?
Mm-hmm. And can you jump over this candlestick?
Yeah.
Think so?
Okay. Let's see
right
it.
Right there?
For sure.
You're confident. Now, I know you're nimble, and I know you're quick.
He's definitely nimble and quick.
But can you jump over this candlestick?
We're about to find out.
Okay. It's a little more scary when
right?
you
right? It gets a little scary. I did it. Justin did it. There you go. Just you don't want to bonk your head on that light up there.
There's a lot to think about here.
You kind of got to compress yourself when you jump.
Like that?
Uh-huh.
Maybe you're gonna put one forward so you'll catch yourself and you know.
This is gonna okay. Well, here goes nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, hey! That was a fantastic one. That was actually the most impressive, I think, because me and Justin kind of spread our legs out to the side, where Tucker just tucked in, fucking just like a little cannonball going. Doing!
So Matt, Justin, and Tucker are all nimble, quick. And can 100%, without a doubt, jump over a candlestick.
We beat the can't jump over a candlestick allegations.
I don't think it's a good idea because of my back.
Sure. Back. Right.
That's how I got in the situation in the first place, was doing a lot of...
He was jumping
was
over candlesticks.
A lot of jumping. Mm. Over
he jumped over one candlestick too many. Yeah. His candlestick jumping days are over, unfortunately. Yeah.
Have fun.
All right, thanks. Well, we're about to wrap this up.
Go
give Justin a kiss on the lips. Yeah, I didn't know so many of our friends were so nimble and quick. Isn't that impressive?
It's just good to know that regardless of being nimble or quick, we do know specifically and like there's a finality to the fact that we once and for all know that they can, in fact, jump over a candlestick.
Yeah, it's really impressive. Now, Megheads out there, I think the question now is... Are you nimble?
Are you quick?
And could you jump over the candlestick?
If you think you can, take a video of yourself, not just a picture. Take a video of yourself or have a loved one or a family member. Take a video of yourself. You can even set it up yourself with a tripod. Whatever the means are, take a video of yourself jumping over a candlestick, both while being nimble and quick.
You got to be nimble and quick. You can't be just one of them.
Send that video at Super Mega Show
on Twitter. We'll look over them and we'll see if you guys really are nimble and quick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We love you so much. Kisses, hugs, X's and O's. Damn. Nice.